Walter? Walter? Walter?
Ready, sir. Just a minute. Mr. President?
Order.
Hello?
Yes?
Mr. President?
Mm-hmm.
Walter Jenkins?
Order. Yes, sir. I enjoyed talking to Doug. Now, you be sure to get that message to Pat Brown.
He can't get in the hall. You know,
what?
They're rioting outside. They closed the convention. And the California delegation is not here because the caucus late and they can't get in. Freedom Party is now demonstrating very heavily what borders on being arrived outside the convention hall. About 2,000 of them, and delegates cannot get through. I talked to Don Bradley, who was one of the few that did get through. He said the governor was out there trying to come in. I think this is there's no violence. I think that's probably good.
What?
I said there's no violence. I think that's probably good.
Why?
Well, you do everything under the sun to do what's right, and I'd rather that side be the one that's raising all the hell than the other side. Wouldn't you?
They refuse to come in here and them?
Yes, sir, they've announced they are not coming.
Why'd they do that after King and them recommended?
Well, they just took it. Well, let me read you one note. It's in my pocket. Martin Luther King is very, very unhappy about the way things have turned out. He went to the Freedom Party at the Temple Baptist Church late this afternoon. They refused to let him even speak in the caucus. They wouldn't let the man begin in with him speak. They shouted him down, and he left. The younger members of the Democratic Party were unwilling to accept the compromise. Interesting, isn't it?
Huh?
I think that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
They won't listen to Martin Luther King.
Well, will this make the Negroes mad over the country, you think?
I don't think so. Something I could.
Well, what are they raising hell about?
Well, it's the wild crowd, the students. They've come up here, and they've come up here for to raise hell, and they didn't get everything they wanted, but...
Wait. I think you ought to try to get some of our better people, like Doug Gwynn, make Bill Moyer take him to these networks right after it's over with. Say he's one of three that stayed here. Ought to get John and Sanders to go on as much as you can. Get them a network instead of just letting Edith Green. We just hear two people.
Did you see Doug's colleague?
No.
That man has been elected chairman of that delegation of three. He handled himself real well. He's a big fat man. He said he was a Democrat in 1924 and 1934 and 44, and he will be in 84. He handled himself beautifully. He was an alternate. He's now the chairman. I don't know what you did to John, but you really did this change in opinion. You're just romping and stomping and talking to you. Just mad. Since you got through here, I didn't listen, but it came into my office and said, now let me see where we can go to get these things done.
Are you hearing that? The Freedom Party's coming in with credentials and then shifting the credentials out.
No, I'm not. I'm away from TV now. I brought Doug off into another room where it'd be a little bit more private in my office.
Better stop that, Walter. Freedom Party has got the seats of the regular Mississippi delegates, and they're coming in and taking them.
Wonder how they got this.
I don't know. They're getting badges and bringing them in and then shuffling them back out again. So just turn over. I put security men around the Mississippi delegation. They just put a bunch of them, not let anybody come in and see.
53.
That's right.
All right.
So don't embarrass them. Just put a guard around them.
We did this last night with Alabama, and the Alabama delegates forced their way in. They called me. I had to make a quick decision. He said this is a question of using force or not using force. But we told them that they're not entitled to these seats. I said, do not use any force.
Well, you better do it now, because you got a ride on right there, right quick. So somebody better get...
Yes, sir.
Cliff.
No.